then Shog the otter, who was the strongest and most resistant to cold, battered away at the big, well-greased padlock on the door grill. Neither method proved successful. Their limbs were growing slower and stiffer as the night advanced. Welfo began to weep softly. Triss threw a paw about her shoulders and tried to comfort the hog maid.
Hush now, friend. Don't cry. Keep your chin up. You wouldn't want to give those vermin the satisfaction of seeing your tears now, would you? We'll go down fighting to the last if we have to.
Shog let his rock sink to the cage floor, whispering urgently,
Quiet, mates! Some beast's coming!
It was Flith, Captain Rifton's lieutenant. He stood watching them closely. Ceasing their activities, the three prisoners grasped the bars and stared dumbly back at the impassive rat. Flith poked his spear out and rattled the bars. He tested the padlock by prodding it.
Don't worry, you three. We won't let you freeze to death in there. We ain't that cold-hearted, aren't we, Edgepink?
Welfo wiped tears from her eyes, hopefully.
No, Lieutenant.
Flith leaned on his spear and chuckled.
Of course we ain't. Not one of us Riftgarn's rat is going to lay a paw on ye. Princess Curder is, though. She's got something special planned for ye three. Good night and sleep well now, if you can.
Flith padded off, sniggering happily at his own joke. Triss felt her stomach turn over at the thought of Princess Curder's unimaginable designs for their fate. No sooner had the lieutenant gone than another figure appeared from behind a stack of pine logs on the bank.
Triss! Miss Trissy! Are you all right?
The young squirrel maid pushed her face to the bars, trying to keep the eagerness in her voice down.
Truffaut, I kept hoping you'd come. Good old Truffaut.
The aged squirrel waded into the water, holding an earthenware jug above his head. He brought it close to the bars, but it would not go through.
Come to the bars, Welfo. You do, Shog. I'll hold this while you sup it. 'Tis some hot vegetable soup. We made out of bits of this and that. 'Tain't much, but it'll keep the life in ye.
Heads up, mouths open, they stood side by side, whilst Truffaut shared the soup out, pouring it, still hot, straight into their mouths. It was meagre stuff, cobbled together with a few pawfuls of grain, turnip, carrot, and some wild onion.